This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Ram Navami festival being celebrated by worshipping Hindu god Ram. Government announced public holiday for today. CPN UML chairman KP Sharma Oli directs parties, leaders and cadres to strictly abide by election code of conduct. Filling up self-declaration form mandatory for people taking individual level permit for foreign employment. And Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan ousted from post after opposition pass no confidence vote. Now the news in detail. Hindu devotees across the country are observing Ram Navami festival today. Ram Navami festival marks the birth anniversary of Lord Ram, the seventh incarnation of Lord Vishnu. The meeting of the Council of Ministers on 7th of April declared a public holiday for today on the occasion of Ram Navami festival. Meanwhile, the chariot procession of Setu Machindranath, the god of rain and good times, has begun from Saturday. The chariot management committee informed that on the first day of the three-day procession, the pulling of the chariot began from Kelto and was brought to Tindhara Pathsala Darbar Marg before reaching Asan yesterday. Hundreds of devotees and people participated and gathered around to conduct a puja at the chariot. The pulling of the chariot will conclude at Machindra Bahal after going through Asan, Basantapur, Jaishi Deval and Lagan. The election code of conduct enforced by the Election Commission has come to effect across the country since Friday midnight. Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Paudel said the code of conduct has prohibited making any expression, publicity and production of electronic materials against any side. The Election Commission has urged all to use social media in a dignified and well-managed way as the political parties or candidates are allowed to publish their principles, thoughts, commitments and actions on their private or official pages. Chairman of the CPN UML, KP Sharma Oli, said the Election Commission should play an impartial role and act on suggestions of political parties. Speaking at a program yesterday, Chairman Oli also urged all party leaders and cadres to strictly abide by the election code of conduct for the May 13 local elections. He accused the Election Commission of issuing the code of conduct without political parties' consultations. Minister for Urban Development Ram Kumari Chakri has urged the entrepreneurs not to panic as Nepal's economy is not the worst as there are rumours in the market. Addressing the 12th Annual General Assembly of Kathmandu Electrical Entrepreneurs Association yesterday, Minister Chakri clarified that Nepal's economy is not in a state of ruin. Minister Chakri said the government had a policy of promoting electric stoves to reduce the dependency on petroleum products. The Department of Foreign Employment has made a provision for filling up self-declaration forms by people taking individual labour permits for foreign employment. The department's new provision came after cases of cheating and overcharging the service fees in the name of visit visas and foreign employments were reported. Director General of the Department of Foreign Employment, Shesh Narayan Powder, said that individuals going to Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the UAE, Croatia, Albania, Poland, Romania, Slovakia, Hungary, Moldova and Belarus on visit visa or individual level permits are required to fill out self-declaration form from the 14th of April. Likewise, the department is to issue labour permits through an online system from the 15th of April that was earlier institutionally issued by the manpower agencies. The 8th Summit of Health and Population Scientists is being held in Kathmandu from today. The 3-day summit is going to be organized by the Nepal Health Research Council under the slogan Promotion of Health Policy and System Research, Lessons for a Robust Health System in Nepal. Nepal Health Research Council Chief Dr. Pradeep Gyawali shared that the conference was going to be organized to bring health researchers, health experts, demographers and policymakers together to formulate policies and address the need for research and public health issues. Altogether, 31 national and 22 international experts are attending the conference where 153 working papers will be presented by researchers on various topics related to health. The council has been holding the Health Scientists Summit every year. All the preparations for starting the international flight from the Vairava Airport have been completed. The officials have said that Nepal Airlines is operating test flights from the airport from the 14th of April. The preparation is on the way to begin the international flights on the 21st of April. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Paurel has said he is committed to providing enough facilities to the school teachers. Addressing the second district convention of Unified All Nepal Teachers Organization in Barabise Municipality on Saturday, Paurel said education sector would improve only if teachers were given due respect. Upon hearing the grievances of the teachers present at the program, Minister Paurel pledged to take initiatives to address the issues of teachers. Likewise, Minister Paurel urged the school teachers not to keep themselves engaged in politics within the school time. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan has been ousted from power after losing a no-confidence vote in his leadership. The vote was held past midnight after opposition parties brought a motion against him, which was upheld by the Supreme Court. Khan had said he would not recognize an opposition government, claiming without evidence that there was a US-led conspiracy to remove him. The Assembly will now appoint a new Prime Minister. Pakistan's parliament will meet to vote for the country's new leader on Monday. That person will be able to hold power until October 2023 when the next election is due to be held. Ukraine has called on civilians in the eastern region of Luhansk to flee immediately. Its governor, Sergey Gaidai, warned that Russia was amassing forces for an offensive there. Russia has been stepping off its offensive in eastern Ukraine after withdrawing from the north. It is also believed to have reorganized its military leadership in Ukraine, with Gen Alexander Dvornikov given overall charge. Western officials said the general has extensive experience of Russian operations in Syria. Meanwhile, the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson visited Ukraine on Saturday and held a meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev. Downing Street announced several new financial and military aid packages to help Ukraine following the surprise visit. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, partly to cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. Refrain thundershowers is possible at a few places of Province 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.5 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature of 16.8 degrees Celsius and rainfall 0.9 millimeter. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Ram Navami festival being celebrated by worshipping Hindu god Ram. Government announced public holiday for today. CPN-UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli directs parties, leaders and cadres to strictly abide by election code of conduct. filling up self-declaration form mandatory for people taking individual labor permit for foreign employment. And Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan ousted from post after opposition passed no confidence vote. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.